Hallelujah. If you've got your Bibles, turn over to the book of Joshua with me in the 11th verse of the 10th chapter. Well, we better start back here in the 7th verse. We better do it like that. So Joshua ascended from Gilgal, he and all the people of war with him, and all the mighty men of valor. And the Lord said unto Joshua, fear them not, for I have delivered them into thine hand. There shall not a man of them stand before thee. Joshua therefore came unto them suddenly and went up from Gilgal all night. And the Lord discomfited them before Israel and slew them with a great slaughter at Gibeon, and chased them along the way that goeth up to Beth-horam, and smote them to Azekah and unto Makeda. And it came to pass, as they fled from before Israel, and were in the going down to Beth-horam, that the Lord cast down great stones from heaven upon them unto Azekah, and they died. They were more which died with hailstones than they whom the children of Israel slew with the sword. Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, son, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven, and hasted not to go down about a whole day. And there was no day like that before it or after it, that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man. For the Lord fought for Israel, and Joshua returned, and all Israel with him, unto the camp of Gilgal. Now, I'd like to talk just a few minutes to you tonight, if I can, and try to point out some things here. In the book of Joshua, it tells us that during the great battle that arose after the death of Moses between Joshua and the enemies, as they had taken the revelation of Moses and they started into Canaan, these giants and the powers of the alien army rose up against them. And the Bible said that as they rose up against them, that God from heaven, I know we've never heard of any such as this, but the Bible said that the God of heaven threw stones down out of heaven. I teach so many times different things concerning the Lord and what God will do and how that God is a supernatural God. And we read about Moses and the things that God done under the regime of Moses. But the Bible said that under the hand of Joshua, that the very heavens that we look at today begin to cast stones down upon the enemies of Joshua. Can you imagine that God out of heaven taking stones and throwing stones at the alien army? And the Bible said that there were so many stones that fell, and the hand of God was moving so mightily, that as this thing took place, there was more people killed who fought against Joshua. More people was killed out of them than when the Israelites themselves went out with a sword and slew the people. God himself during the battle, Brother Taylor, killed more people by throwing stones at them than all of the Israelites put together. Moses was a great man, and Moses done great things. And the very earth trembled and shook at the voice of Moses and at the power of the voice of Moses. The great earth shook and the mountain shook. But when Joshua came forth, the Bible said the heavens itself cast stones at the people. And it said that never before in the history of the world And never would it be again after the time of Joshua that God ever heard a man the way he heard Joshua to make the sun stand still and to make the moon stand still. Never, the Bible said, in the history of the world had he ever listened to a man's voice to do any such a thing as he did at the hands of Joshua. Never before, even in the days of Moses, in the time when Moses stood upon the mountain with 80 days of fasting and praying in the very presence of God, but he did not hearken the way he did to the voice of Joshua when Joshua commanded the sun to stand still and the moon to stand still. Never, the Bible said, did God ever hear the voice of a man and hearken unto it as he did unto the voice of Joshua. You read it in the scriptures and you'll find out that there is something that God has allotted for the church world that never before in the history of the world has ever been done and shall never be done again after that this thing is done. When this prophet preached the word of God in his day and the battle rose up, God heard him and the sun stood still and the moon stood still. Why? Because in the days of the voice of Joshua, they were to enter into the Canaan land. They were to conquer death. They were to go over Jordan. And they were to enter into the very presence of the Canaan land that God had promised unto Moses. And so it was, God rose up and he fought their battles for them. He threw stones down out of heaven against their enemies. And Jesus today will do the very same thing for you and I that he done for Joshua. Did you know, according to the Bible, according to the scriptures, that everything that happened in the Old Testament was for a type and for a shadow that was to happen to the spiritual Israel of God. The natural thing that took place with natural Israel. Paul said that these things were written for your admonition upon whom the ends of the world have come. And so then, in this age that we're living in this move of God that's in the world today, God is doing a thing that he's never done for any other people on the face of the earth, and he never will do it again. Because in this hour, he's making the sun to stand still in the spiritual world. He's making the moon to stand still in the spiritual world. And you people that don't understand spiritual things and spiritual revelations are yet carnal with envy and strife and malice. And you don't know the thing that I'm telling you tonight. You can't understand it and you can't see it. Never had God ever heard a man's voice the way he heard the voice of Joshua. To make the sun stand still, to make the moon stand still. He'd never hearkened to a man's voice before as he did unto this man. Why? Because there was a battle to be fought and God did not intend for the darkness to catch them until they entered into Canaan land. Never did God ever hear a man in the natural the way he heard the voice of that man. Never, never in the history of the world had God ever done it, and never again will he ever do it in the natural to listen to the voice of a man the way he did there. But that symbolized the spiritual thing that in a spiritual world and in a heavenly body that someday the voice of the Lord would be heard in the earth and the eternal revelation of Jesus Christ would be made plain from the beginning unto the end. All the way from Genesis to Revelation. Did you know, spiritually speaking, that carnal mind of yours is darkness? And the Lord said to Paul, Paul, turn my people from darkness unto light and bring them into the knowledge of the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because they that are found without the righteousness of the saints, which is the wedding garment of the Lord, shall be cast into the outer darkness. There shall be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth.
When you get into the carnal mind of opposition, the carnal mind of resentment, the carnal mind of fault binding, and the carnal mind of lust and covetousness, there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth at the end of the way for those who walk in the flesh. They that be in the carnal mind shall die, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. They that are in the carnal mind are time creatures and bound by time elements. But they that are in the mind of God has escaped the going up and down of the sun. They've escaped the setting of the moon. For they're living in the world of heavenly things. And with them there is no more coming forth of a daylight and a dark. I've said this here in the presence of the church that we reckon our time from morning until the evening because we believe that's day. But with God in the spiritual world, He reckons it from evening until morning. And He tells us that we're in a dark world without light. And Jesus, the Word of God, is the light of the world, He said. This Word is the only light there is in the world, He said. You're in the world of darkness. And He said, as long as I am in the world, I'm the light of the world. But when I go away, then you shall be the light of the world. And did you know this whole world is in darkness tonight? It's in darkness throughout the world. It's dark tonight. Dark everywhere. And there are some little candles. The Bible said, no man lighteth the candle and putteth it under a bushel, but he sets it up upon the hilltop or upon the candle holder to where all the household can see it and have light. And so then the Bible says the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching out the inward part. And when the old lamp lighter from the faraway hills, as the songwriter said, when he came into this world, he lit some little candles here, and he lit some little candles there, and he said, I'm the light of the world. But when I go away, he said, ye shall be the light of the world. And he lit the little candle, and tonight, you've got the little candle, and you can take it forth and show it to the world. For he said, ye are the light of the world. Paul, turn my people from darkness, and turn them unto light. They walk in the darkness, and they that walk in the darkness shall stumble. But he said, you're not children of darkness, but you're children of light. For in that city there is no need for the night. In that city there will never be a day of darkness. And in that city there is no need for the light. For the Word of God, which is the Lamb, is the light thereof. Hallelujah. So then they that walk in the carnal mind walk in darkness. They that be drunken off of the cares of life, Jesus said they are drunk in the darkness. And as a thief in the night shall Jesus Christ come. For the world is in a carnal mind of darkness. And the Lord is moving through the earth in this dark night like a thief roaming through the night. He's looking and searching. And he said, when I come to make up my jewels, I'll remember you, saith the Lord. And I'll spare you as a man spareth his jewels. And he's moving through the dark night of carnality. And he's searching out his bride. And he's searching out the people that are called this name. And in the dark night, he's catching away the jewels. Why? Because he said, as a thief in the night, I'll come. And he reckons his time from evening until morning. From the evening time, he said, until the morning. Why? Because from the time that Adam fell in the garden, that was the evening time when darkness fell upon Adam and he went into the carnal mind. Then it was evening time. All the daylight was gone and all the knowledge of God was gone. And then from the evening time until the morning, as the song says, when that morning breaks eternal bright and fair, and the saints of earth shall gather in their home beyond the sky, when the roll is called in heaven and the morning comes, then I'll meet you over there. in the bright light of the morning. I want to tell you something. The world is in darkness. The whole world is in darkness. There is but a few little candles in this world. There is but a few little candles. And some of them are flickering and almost ready to go out at the dark midnight cry. They don't have any oil in their lamp. But I want to tell you something. There's somebody somewhere that will never hold their peace. For he said, I set watchmen upon thy walls. And they're sitting up upon your walls. And they're looking day and night. They're watching. And the Bible said they shall never hold their peace. But they'll cry. And in the old towers back upon the top of the old walls of Jerusalem, around the top of the wall, they set the watchmen. And when the enemy got near the wall, then the watchman would sound the trumpet and the alarm and sound the warning. And the soldiers would rise up to fight. As in the early history of our nation, when they come over from the old country and they come here and the battle was raging from the king over there that wanted to overthrow the new order, they set up what they call minutemen. And at the midnight cry, when Paul Revere began to ride and give the warning, began to ring the bell from the old belfry, and he began to give the stir and the cry among the people through the night. The Bible said that these were minutemen. They were called minutemen because they were quick to action. Within a moment's notice, they could rise and be ready for battle. And that's what we've got to have in the day that we're living in. We've got to have some minute men. Men that can rise up on a minute notice. If I call on one of them to minister, they don't have to go dig a sermon out somewhere. But they can rise up and preach the word of the Lord. Pull the sword and start the fight. These men were prepared when Paul Revere rode through the night crying out. Crying out, giving the warning, they rose up and they were ready for battle. These men were already prepared. They didn't have to get prepared. They didn't have to go on a fast. They didn't have to go study for 2 years. They were ready to draw the sword and go to battle. They had made preparation. Jesus said, from evening until the morning. So then when Adam got into darkness, the night set in, and it's still night, folks. It's still dark. And did you know that right after midnight comes the morning, comes the break of the morning? And did you know that this world has been going into a state of chaos, going into darkness, into the deeper depths of darkness, deeper and deeper and deeper, until at last we're right at the midnight hour. When everything is right at the midnight cry, many people that one time testified of Jesus, that had oil in their lamp, that believed in the righteousness of God, that had the Holy Ghost, they've let their oil go out. They've let their lights give out because they failed to follow close to the Lord. They failed to believe in the righteousness of the Lord. Now the midnight hour is upon us, and the cry is going out through the land, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Rise up, trim your wicks, check and see if there's oil in your vessels, because the midnight cry has been given. Somebody said, I don't believe it. I can't help if you don't believe it. That has nothing to do with it. It's still so anyhow. Some of you hard-headed, stiff-necked unbelievers won't never accept it. Stephen said, you stiff-necked, you uncircumcised in heart. You do always err, even as your fathers do. So do you, by resisting the Holy Ghost. So do you. You won't never believe it. You'll never submit yourself to the anointing of God, to the teachings of Jesus Christ, to follow the word of the Lord and to obey it. You'll never do it. Why? Because you're of your father, the devil. You love the things of the flesh. You love the ways of the flesh. But Jesus said the midnight hour is coming when the cry is going to be given. And you're going to have to go out to meet him. Whether you believe it or not, you're still going to go to meet him. Somebody said, well, I don't believe it. A lot of people act like if they don't believe it, that just kills the whole plan of God. But unbelievers, let me tell you something, and you remember what I'm telling you. You're going to stand before God just like the believer does. Whether you believe it or don't believe it, that doesn't make any difference. You're still going to stand before God. You watch and see. Your feelings ain't got nothing to do with it. Somebody said, but I don't feel, I don't care what you feel. I don't believe like that. That ain't got nothing to do with it. Your feelings and your believing's got you in enough trouble already. You better take, thus saith the Lord, and stand by, or you're not going to make it over the river. It's night. It's dark. Gross darkness shall cover the people. The sunlight of America is going out. I said by 1970, I believe it'll be gone out. Oh, you say, preacher, that'll never be. I still believe it. Well, I don't believe it, but I still believe it. I said the Antichrist had come here by the year of 1966, and he'd come over. I believe the light to the United States will be gone out by 1970. I don't believe it. Well, that's all right. I do believe it. That means it's just right around the corner. Right around the corner. You say, Brother Pike, do you mean to tell me that we're not going to have any revivals in the United States? I didn't say that. You mean to tell me that God isn't going to preach the word anymore? You hear me tonight. The Bible said, come out of her, my people, and be not partakers of her sins, for her sins has reached up to heaven. I'll gather her bastard children together and I'll cast them into the great tribulation. I'll burn her people or her flesh with fire. And said the voice of the bridegroom won't be heard no more in her. There won't be no more preaching in her. And a man stands up and the voice of the Lord says, hear me. Hear me. Hear me. But he said the voice won't be heard no more in her. Her dainties won't be there no more. The grinding of the mills won't be there no more. Why? Because her sins has reached up to heaven. Somebody said, Brother Pike, what do you mean? Right now the countdown is on right now. Right now, her sins is reaching up to the very heavens itself. Though thou climbest up to heaven, I shall cast thee down to hell. Though thou makest thy nest among the stars, from thence I shall cast thee out. Her sins is reaching up to heaven. Up to heaven. Tries to get around the preach of righteousness to get in some other way. He's a thief and he's a robber. The Bible said for him to come through the door. You're a thief. You're a robber. You say, well, I'll get in, Brother Pike. Yes, you'll get in. But you go ahead and get in. You go ahead and get in. You let some other preacher tell you there's another way. You go ahead and get in. And I want to tell you something. You're going to be bound hand and feet. You'd have given 10,000 worlds if you'd never got in. Oh, yes, you will. What is it? We are living in a day and living in an hour. Did you know that in your carnal mind of darkness, the word which is called the sunlight of God, the light of the world, it comes up in a revelation in your mind. It comes up in a thought in your mind. It comes up in an inspiration in your mind. And so long as it's there, that's a daylight. For we know in part, but then it goes back down and the carnal mind of darkness comes in. And there's nothing to stay there but the soul, which is the moon. There's nothing to stay there but the soul to give you light. The soul has a remembrance of that beautiful light and ray of revelation and inspiration that come over you. But when the sun goes back and the carnal mind of darkness comes back, the soul just sits there with its glow of what it fed upon. But the Bible said in the days of Joshua that that sun would not do that, but it would stand still. There would not be one inspiration to sweep over you. There would not be a light that would come up in part. But he said, when that which is perfect is come, that which is in part shall be done away with. We know in part, we think in part, we believe in part. But there is the fullness of the revelation of the Lord. And it's here. Oh, hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost. It's here. Somebody said, well, praise God, you brethren, get ready because it's coming. No, you brethren, don't get ready because it ain't coming. It's already come. It's here. They wandered around in the wilderness and died. Somebody said, well, get ready, it's coming. Praise God, it's coming. Moses took it to them. They had it all the time, but they wouldn't receive it. They wouldn't listen at it. It's not going to come, it's here. When that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away with. Even the foolish and abased things of the world testify to it. Even a little glass that Brother Ernie picked up today. Across the little glass, what did it say, Ernie? It said faultless. Do you know what faultless means? God hath perfected forever them that are sanctified, and sanctified them once and for all by the offering up of the body of Jesus Christ on the tree. Nothing can separate them from the love of God. When Joshua made the sun to stand still, they could see all the way from yonder to yonder. The moon stood still. The sun stood still. Did you know that you can have a revelation now that goes all the way from Genesis to the book of Revelation? It covers every historic event that ever took place, from the Kitty Hawk right on down to the launching of the satellites in our day. It covers it. It testifies. It speaks. It declares the glory of God. For the knowledge of the Lord shall fill the earth and fill the skies and fill the seas. Every fish by revelation, when the veil is taken away, and the Bible said the veil is done away with in Christ. When that veil is taken away, Jesus is in the fish, Jesus is in the whale, Jesus is in the tree, Jesus is in the light, Jesus is in the seats that you're sitting in tonight. He's everywhere. The Bible said the handiwork, the heavens declare His handiwork. For in the book of Genesis, you can read it, said they're set there for signs and for seasons. Did you know some people got more faith, Brother Great, in a fortune teller than to have in the Word of the Lord? Did you know that this afternoon they picked up Jeannie Dixon's book, and even Jeannie Dixon, that looked into a crystal ball, said, I feel something, said God, He showed me something from the year of 66. Was that right, brother? From the year of 66, that he's going to have some kind of divine intervention. Jeannie Dixon, that's all she could say. But I said, from the year of 66, that God indoctrinated the church with the revelation of Jesus Christ. She said that God showed her that from the year of 66, that He said to me that I will raise my hand and place my hand upon America for good. Not only that, but Brother William Branham, who said he believed that the millennium would be here by the year of 77, this Jeannie Dixon, she stated in the book said there'll be no peace until around the year 80, and said anybody trying to bring it will just fail. She didn't say the year 80, somewhere around. William Branham said in the year of 77, the millennium would be here. That's getting pretty close to 80. Somebody said, Brother Pike, do you believe that was God? Let me tell you something, and you hear me. Balaam loved the wages of unrighteousness. But the truth is the truth. The truth is the truth. You remember that. The truth is the truth. When the anointing of God came on Balaam, he told the truth. Now, the Bible said some people preach the gospel for contention and otherwise. That's right. Some people break into the spiritual realms out yonder. And they do it by the powers of Satan. And they do it by the powers of the flesh and the lust of the flesh. But they do get into the supper. And they don't have the wedding garment on. But they do get into the supper and they do find out things. Yes, sir. They do it. The Lord in our day, He's making it to stand still to where we can have the mind of God to fight the battle with. We don't have to have a little inspiration of God as they've had in the past, a little knowledge of the Lord in part as they've had in the past. But He's given us the mind of God. We can see the revelation. We can know our enemies. We can know what's ahead. And we can go out there in the bright daylight and the sunlight of the mind of God and pierce our enemy through and fight the battle. And the Bible said the sun didn't go down. They just kept fighting the battle. Fighting the battle. We're living in that hour. We're living in that day when God is doing something for us. Listen to what He said. Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. Did you know this is the day when God's delivering our enemies up before us? Yes, sir. He's delivering our enemies up before us, friend. Yes, sir. And He said, in the day when He delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And He said in the sight of Israel, Son, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Satan shall wear out the saints of God, but the saints of God shall rise and take the kingdom. They will be avenged of their enemies. You know what's kept them from doing it so far? Is somebody wanted the golden wedge. Somebody had to have the golden wedge. Somebody couldn't stay away from the world and the things of the world. That's right. And because of that, the Bible said it troubled Israel. But the Bible said, I will trouble them that trouble you. It's a dark hour, a dark night. A real dark night. A real dark night. The Negro people are covering the land. Why? Because He said, gross darkness shall cover the people. Covering the land. The sunset of the gospel of the Lord is sinking in the western world of the United States to return across the dark heathen lands of the African jungles and to go back to that eastern sunrise that's over yonder among the Jews. It's there. As you've heard me say that when the angel picked Brother Branham up, turned him around on that mountain, the days of the Gentiles was numbered. He used to sing that song, the days of the Gentiles are numbered. Brother, I'll tell you, it was more than a song when the prophet walked the earth. They were numbered, and when he said the bride hath made herself ready, the angels of God come down and turned him eastward toward the land of the Jews, letting us know that God was through with the Gentile world and that He was now turning back to the Jews. And that happened around the year of 65 of the latter part down near 66. And did you know that since that time we've had I won't say nothing but rock and roll parties, but we've had all kind of stuff going under tents. Ever since the year of 66, they've went into the Methodist church and they've had rock and roll parties. I made the statement this morning that a lot of it was rock and roll. Somebody I know don't believe it, but I told it here at the church how that George Bowie, Brother George Bowie from Illinois, is the man that's fasted as high as 30 days at a time, come over to my house right over here. He said, "Brother Pike, I'm troubled." I said, "What's the matter with you?" He said, "There's a great man that I love," and said, "I think so much of him." He said, "But I went to sleep, had a dream, and I was under his tent. And they were shouting and having a good time." And said, "I looked, and all of a sudden they turned and started rocking and rolling." Does that prove what I said? Sure. We stayed over in Carolina, sat at a table, and I looked at a lady. And I told that lady, I said, "You know, when you get over at that organ, you get into the rock and roll." She said, "No, she wouldn't have it like that." Finally, I said, "Yes, you do." And she broke down and started to cry. And she said, "That's the truth before God, I do." Said, "And it scares me." And said, "I've asked my husband to let me stop doing it, and he won't let me stop doing it." And you give your money to them by the hundreds and thousands of dollars. You know why you do? Because you withhold it from the truth. God lets something come along to get it. Let's stand together, will you? If you won't believe one thing, God's got another thing. Or he said, if you won't believe the truth when somebody comes and preaches it to you, he'll send you a lie and let you be damned. Now you say, "Brother Pike, if this be true, why is it that the things that those men say come to pass?" The Lord said, "I'll send prophets among you." And I'm not speaking of the prophets of God. There's prophets of God that say things that come to pass. But he said, "I'll send prophets among you, and they will say things, and I will bring it to pass to try you." He said, "To try you. See if your faith is in signs and wonders and miracles." That's what it amounts to. Said, "To try you to see if you're faithful to me, that you're faithful to my word."